I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I welcome you all to the topic, reincarnation. I'm going to relate to my experience and how this title, reincarnation, interpreted and reinvented by many according to their perception. Incarnation, assuming life, rebirth, is a certainty depending on karmic activities. When you leave this world, you're bound to return depending on your karma from your previous lives, the past lives, to fulfill any incomplete tasks. And one experiences the cycle of births and deaths depending on their karmic duties. And this is a process, an evolutionary process, lives in general experience. And again, the purpose of returning to life after being deceased is an opportunity for living beings to evolve and settle their karmic debts, and in order to achieve nirvana, which is eternal peace. So the liberation of soul and salvation is dependent on your karma, your deeds. As I have mentioned, deeds determine destiny. Incarnation is cyclical and possible only after termination of present life. In a nutshell, none can escape karma. Journey upon death is tied to karma. Karma is the judge, jury, and executioner of the destiny when it comes to life after death. Those who slight or defy this empirical, irrefutable law of karma find themselves in a great dilemma, for there is no such thing as evading or avoiding karmic effects and consequences of their actions. So I ask, why waste this opportunity in lifetime to redeem themselves and alleviate the burden of sins upon them? This is a synopsis of existence and the possibilities for redemption in a lifetime. Before I proceed further, I would like to emphasize that there is no such thing as all or guaranteed to return to earth or everyone goes to heaven. That is the general idea. But I would like to say that as much as everybody would like to go to heaven or for that matter, return to earth and perhaps even, you know, join the place and people they were with in their life that they had to leave behind upon death. That is not how it works. Again, where those who commit sins, those who are sinners, there are repercussions, as you know, there are laws on earth, aren't they? You know, those who are committing crimes, of course, there is definitely a reverse order that is prevalent at this, you know, in contemporary age. Those who are committing crimes, unfortunately, are scot-free, and they are honored and revered to an extent, and then the innocents are incarcerated. But that is not how it works in the other world, fortunately, and that is just simply because the other world is God's domain, and earth is currently under the rule and authority of those who have their own agenda. And that is why we see the complete reverse or the inverse actions and results of anything that is happening in the world. Now I would like to explain to you all about the events that are happening right now on Earth, since we are living in the world. It would be more practical for me to speak about the incidents that are happening here. So let me begin with my experience. This is necessary, even though my ardent critics, as they always point out, that I'm only interested in speaking about myself, which of course is not true, in the sense that my articles and my posts that I publish speak for itself. Whether or not I speak about myself or issues that matter the world relevant to society and humanity at large. Nonetheless, I think it is important for me to talk about certain scenarios that are taking place, and it has been around for quite some time, and I suppose silence is sometimes and often misunderstood for acceptance, which I completely disagree with, much to my opponent's disappointment. I would like to relate to my experience and speak with you all about what is going on at this point in time. You know, I'm not sure if you have all noticed that whenever there are any, deaths that are happening, which of course is happening almost every second across the globe, and with warfare being the norm, I do not even have to elaborate more. But my reference to deaths is about those who are high-profile figures or important people in society, and that includes of course the celebrities, for example. Whenever deaths or the news about the high profile figures passing away appears or emerges, then there is always a link that is being established with me. And this is something that I find very amusing, considering that the way they associate anybody's death with me is indicative of the fact that I'm sure that they wish that I'm not here around. So at the same time, they also seem to be resurrecting me as and when someone passes away. That is also something that I find intriguing and rather interesting as well. So anybody passes away, that means there is something about them that is immediately associated with me, or there is this they attribute that personality to me. So as much as I would like to consider that I am the manifestation of all beings around, I definitely do not concur with that kind of arbitrary perception, for that is not the way it works. Even with incarnations, when there is incarnation happens in assuming one life, not several at the same time. That is not possible, and that is not how it works. When reflecting on the past events, whether one is a believer or not, in mythological events, the avatar, which is the reincarnation, is happening with one life, with one representation, not multiple representations simultaneously in real time. And so but that is how is being enacted at this point in time with some people who are obviously exhibiting their craft and their adeptness to, you know, in reproducing me as and when they choose and think that is necessary for them, which I find really very, very interesting. And and I'm also kind of, you know, baffled at the efforts they put into in recreating me as they like. So this is also very important for me to highlight, considering that, you know, these are the people who seem to be playing God. Even God is not, you know, delving into this kind of magical, you know, display as much as these people are into in resurrecting me and reviving me into life after me supposedly having been through this this process of death with anybody dying. And again, you know, I'm being eulogized almost, you know, every day, or you know, whenever there is any death that happens. So in a way that for these people to be obsessed with mortality, and then there is another obsession for them, and that is rape. Besides terrorism, political debacles, scandals, and the saga continues. I find all of them truly bizarre. I can understand where they're coming from, given their legacy. That is what is prompting them to link any rape incidents with me, for I can say this with great confidence. When I am making any comments and statements, I make sure that they are factual and not, you know, a fabrication or a figment of my imagination. So based on that, I can say that their legacy speaks volume. So I guess, you know, from that standpoint, I can understand why their obsession with rape. You know, colonization pretty much has been raping continents and nations for the resources and treasures that continues until today. Now that explains to me their fixation to rape. Their understanding of assault against a woman is to make a woman feel intimidated and be fearful of male dominance and aggression. Aggression to them is only possible through rape. This emanates from ignorance, lack of understanding of different cultures, and importantly, different individuals' strength and mindset. That is why there is constant flurry of information about rape. This is nothing more than a reflection of their own insecurity and inner fear projected as threat to others. In this context, I would like to go back to what I mentioned in my latest article. This was just 2 days ago when I cited the incident in India where the rape victim was denied the right to survive with the political class, the members of political establishment, both the ruling power and opposition alike, unanimously decided not to grant permission to the patient's will to not to be taken out of the country. I mean, I find this, you know, this whole this event itself is incriminating, is a big embarrassment for a nation that is touted as the world's largest democracy. So I did cite this incident in the latest article. I believe that you know, the rape victim was violated initially by the perpetrators who were involved in that heinous crime, and subsequently the violation took place by the authorities who had taken the decision in their hands when this victim was a private citizen. She was not part of the government or involved in any incidents that was alarming for the government. Regardless, this was an incident that went out of control, and obviously, the political authorities were acting at external forces' behest, and there has been a lot of collusion, lack of transparency, so the end result has been a life was violated, and unnecessarily the patient was allowed to die when she could have very well survived, and that was her sincere wish, which was not tolerated by those who were actively engaged in denying this victim her right to exist in the world. And now I would like to further discuss on how this the same victim's families, when they requested the authorities to disclose the victim's name, for they felt that their daughter had done nothing wrong, and they had no problems in her name being published, and that wish has also been declined. The request has been denied, and in this respect, I saw some leading news dailies here in the United States, perhaps even endorsing the Indian political authorities' decision. So there, that also confirms the collusion, the complicity in the decision. Obviously, that has not been the Indian authorities' decision alone. A lot of it comes to light as a result. So I can say that, when a citizen, a private citizen, even if the citizen has not been a private citizen, I believe that in any nation that considers the system to be a democracy, then in a democracy, people should have rights, as any democracy would claim to do so. And individual rights are fundamental rights of any human being. And in this instance, this victim had the right to express her desire, and that was further confirmed by her parents being the immediate guardians or the next of kin for the victim. And their sincere wish and request has been, and it continues to be so, that the victim's name be disclosed. The rejection by forces to this victim and her family's request only confirms apathy for the victim and people who are whom they do not regard as human beings. So this is a tragedy. This is a travesty for a democracy to assume that governments, media, institutions and organizations are the ones who would enforce their policy, their decisions, and opinion on individuals in society, which I believe is not conforming to the definition of democracy or democratic environment. Now, shifting focus to my experience with forces not in agreement with them being brought to spotlight for their erroneous policies and egregious decisions affecting ordinary people around the world. You would think mortality and rape alone would satisfy them. Apparently not. Not to my opponent. Anything with negative connotations, actions amongst people or political members indulging in activities, attracting investigations and probe are also linked with me. It goes without saying any political members' indulgence and exposure on any political scandals is nothing more than a charade to prove to the people that there is something called checks and balances leading nowhere except for exoneration and vindication in their own hearings, and whether it's congressional hearing or parliamentary committee, unlike you know, the system that invariably find people not belonging to the privileged club or league facing the consequences of breaking the law. They seem terribly concerned about my life. They want to add some you know, thrill and excitement perhaps, and so, you know, they're coming up with these novel ideas about how to make my life enthralling and entertaining to them. Their thoughtfulness is overwhelming to me, and I also think that they are so eager to see me die every day, be a rape victim, and embodiment of their negativities, characteristics, and destructive qualities, to say the least. With that kind of fantasy they have, how can I possibly upset the apple cart, right? No wonder their angst towards me surface in many different ways. Those who dig grave for others essentially dig their own grave. Could I possibly forget we are not living in a free world where speaking the truth, presenting facts, recognition of reality is considered hate speech, while subversion, distortion, caricature, demonization, misrepresentation is reserved as free speech. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I will be back with the next segment on the same topic, reincarnation avatar, to focus on prevalent hypocrisy in politics and society. Thank you for your attention and interest.